And here we stand in 2017, in the wake of the election of a president who, in part, won the office by stoking the racial and xenophobic fears of millions of white Americans, and simultaneously millions of other white Americans rejected that nefarious strategy. Now more than ever, we must be prudent in how we engage one another. Most importantly, we educators must be attentive in how we construct and engage white folks when they show signs of resistance. We must be considerate of the range of reasons why they may sit quietly, or show discomfort, or become argumentative, or wholly disengage. We must be willing to create a rhetorical out rather than, through our language, isolate them in a rhetorical corner wherein they are just resistant, and by extension racist for struggling through the challenge of learning and understanding racism. We all, each of us, have been manipulated by the same system that was constructed and perpetuated by generations that predate us by hundreds of years, and that manipulation has impacted us, as groups and individuals, in different ways, constructing different realities. It is crucial for all of us, educators and citizens, to recognize how this system of advantage based on race, one that has created a racial hierarchy in which whiteness has been constructed as the norm, has hobbled the opportunities to crest the apex of that mountaintop and actually see the magnificent vision MLK saw, but left ill-descript. Learning how to navigate the struggle is just as beautiful as the destination in itself. Learning how to navigate the struggle is prelude to the destination. That apex is within each of us. If we only understand that we all have been assigned roles in a system and be willing to critically reconsider those roles and the assumptions we make in light of those assignments, it is time to shift our discourses about race and truly see the humanity in one another, not to move into a post-racial society, but a post-racism society. In order to see that vision, we must rely on both the power of education and the role of teachers to help us navigate that terrain, like watchpersons with vigilant eyes on a chilly dawn, and vanguards riding forward into the bracing light of a new day, together.